Waking up has never felt this good.
I love the music.
Best music.
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.
It's 15 minutes to 8 o'clock, and I'm joined in studio by Lumka Tebo. Mm-hmm. Such an honor and a privilege to have you here. And Lumka is from A21. She's a call specialist and partnership development at A21. And let's get into this. And I'm so glad that I'm your first radio interview host.
Thank you, Jonathan.
This is such an honor and a privilege to be that person. I hope it's going to be a positive memory that we leave behind.
Yeah. Thank you for having me in studio.
It's a great pleasure, Lumka. Such a privilege. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about A21 and the campaign. What is it? What is it about? What does it cover?
So A21, we are a global anti-human trafficking organization. We have 14 offices across 12 countries. And here in South Africa, we based here in the Western Cape. So our aim is three-dimensional. So we reach the vulnerable with how to protect themselves through awareness and education. We rescue victims and seek justice against their captors through the operation of the hotline, the National Human Trafficking Hotline, which I'll touch base on later on in our interview. And thirdly, we restore our survivors to equip them to be able to be independent through our survivor program. So in essence, that's what we are all about.
That's incredible. And just yesterday in our Story of Hope segment, which is just after 8 o'clock, we had a lady who's also involved in an organization that helps prevent human trafficking and that actually rescues human trafficked victims. Mm. So let's just talk about it, because you know, slavery has been abolished. Slavery is something from way back when, but we still see modern day slavery. We still see human trafficking. What do those mean? What is it all about?
So basically, human trafficking is slavery. It's basically the illegal trade of human beings against their will. So for the purpose of exploitation, a person can be remember, if you compare a person to a commodity you can only sell one time, but an individual, a human being, you can be resold over and over and over. And that's what makes the trafficking industry to be quite a vast and big industry.
Is it a problem in South Africa?
It is, because South Africa is a transit, it's a destination, and it is a source country for human trafficking.
Yeah.
So people do come in, so victims are brought through the country, they're taken from the country, and they're actually brought in South Africa for the purpose of human trafficking.
Sure.
If we look at the tip, the recent 2019 TIP report, which was published by the U.S. State of Department. So South Africa has actually been, it's been put on the second tier watch list. So
really?
That means
that high?
We definitely need more intervention, and the situation is quite vast.
A lot of listeners would be at this point saying, but what can I do? How do I identify a victim of human trafficking? What do I do I look for? What are those things? And then also, are there certain groups of people that are more vulnerable?
So mostly the common factor for trafficking victims is their vulnerability. Oftentimes victims of trafficking are hidden in plain sight, engaged in seemingly legitimate businesses within our local economies. So most of the time you'd think that a person is actually employed, but they under slavery, they have to work for someone, but they're not even getting their earnings. So how you can see those trends, or how you can pick up those trends, is if you see someone who's excessively being controlled by another person, person is unable to speak for themselves or on their behalf. They often have to defer to the next person. If, let's say, in a situation where they're traveling, they're controlled movements, they're transported to work, or they have to work in that same area where they stay. Lack of earning, someone is actually withholding their money. Overly fearful, depressed, and submissive behavior, where they just come across as unable to speak for themselves. They come across as very depressive and stressed out. And one other issue that one could look for is the lack of official identification. Most of the times, they won't have their legal documents with them. Someone would have them at their disposal and keep it for them.
Sure. Now, if you come across somebody and you suspect somebody is a victim of human trafficking, what should we do? How do we help that person?
So, A21 operates the National Human Trafficking Hotline, which operates nationally, and there are three ways to go about that. You can either call in the hotline on 0800-222-777. You can also reach us through our website, and you can do an anonymous report on our online platform, or you can drop us an email at info@0800-222-777.org.za. I can leave those information, those details for you.
Please, that would be so helpful, so important. And then just in terms of success stories, do you have success stories that you can share with us this morning?
Yeah, just to shed some light, we've had on the hotline about 164 rescues since the inception of the hotline in 2016 August. And one that particularly stands out is where my manager worked on a case that involved two minors who were on board on a bus, and the onlooker kind of observed that they were not speaking the same language as the supposed parents that they're traveling with.
Okay.
So the onlooker called the hotline. The only thing at that time that we had was the plate registration number of the bus.
Okay.
So we managed to go into and search which bus company it belongs to. We spoke to management, and they were able to stop it en route. And it was intercepted by police, and
fantastic.
The two minors were actually rescued.
Wow, that's incredible. That
it's
is
amazing.
Fantastic. So it's very, very important, number one, for each and every one of us to know and maybe even save that hotline number on
Definitely.
Our phones. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be asking Lumka to give us that number again, one time, slowly, so that you can save it on your cell phone, please. Mm. Write it down, but also save it on your cell phone. Mm-hmm. Secondly, it's important to be aware of
Definitely.
Your surroundings. Be aware. And again, an anonymous tip-off, you guys handle it in that way. Again, it's important, you know, if you think, rather speak out than holding
Definitely.
Back, because you might just be saving a child's life.
That is so correct, Jonathan.
Sure.
So to say that number, it's 0800-222-777.
0800-222-777. Okay.
And callers, it's important to note that we abide by the utmost ethical standards of confidentiality. So you can still report anonymously, telephonically as well, and we would not divulge your details, your personal details, obviously.
So that's a toll-free number from a Telkom landline. If you're phoning from a cell phone, does that number work the same?
If you're calling, unfortunately, from another service provider,
there will be a small
cost.
Yes. But
callers are free to just give us a call and ask us to call them back, and we would gladly do that.
Okay, fantastic. And then you guys may be looking in the future of using WhatsApp, because WhatsApp is definitely the way lots of people are moving and operating. Just a thought.
So it's a thought. We do, however, at some point on special cases, actually direct callers to use one of our two WhatsApp lines. But at this time, we are not publicizing that.
Okay.
So we throw on special cases. If a person is unable to send us an email, do an online tip off or call us, and they want to send information through WhatsApp, so we will look at that.
Okay. Lumka, so great chatting to you. It's sad that in this day and age, we still have such a high incidence of human trafficking.
Definitely.
And again, we just need to be aware. It might be a girl that's walking home from school that you know walks home. Be
Definitely.
Aware, look and be observant. You might be in a public space and realize there's something off.
Definitely.
Please notify. What we'll do is we'll definitely put all the details up onto our Facebook page for people to go and see and to share and connect with you in that way as well. But thank you so much for your time
this
morning, Lumka.
Waking up has never felt this good.
I love the music.
Best music.
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.